First, briefly, next Sunday is May 1st, and after a two-year hiatus, we are able again to finally have our May procession and parish picnic once again. So we're very excited. This will be a type of family reunion for us. Now, there will be no 5 p.m. Mass next week. So repeat that for me. There will be no 5 p.m. Mass next week. If you show up, no one will be here. So, but instead, the 11, 1, and 5 p.m. are being combined into one 11:30 Mass. And from that Mass, we will then have our procession down Park Avenue. We'll come back. We will crown the statue of our Blessed Mother here on the left, my right. And then afterwards, especially around St. Angela Hall, we'll have a wonderful parish picnic with great food and fun games, especially for your family. Be sure to bring your children. So I hope you will plan to join us. And the theme is One Family in Christ. It is going to be treated very much like a family reunion. So please join us. And will there be a Mass next Sunday here? No, Father. Not at 5, anyway. But we will have one at 8:30 and 11:30. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, you've likely heard the word justice. And justice means getting what you deserve, whether good or bad. Now, we all want justice when it involves us receiving some benefit. Or we want justice when someone else receives a bad end for which they deserve. Justice is a good. It's a quality of God. But think about this. Do you demand justice for all of your own personal mistakes in life? Do you want to get what you deserve, or do you prefer mercy? Mercy, by definition, is not getting the bad end for what we deserve to get. Now, what is sad, of course, for our fallen nature, we too often desire justice for others, but mercy for ourselves. There are only two people in the world who know the complete truth of what you deserve in justice: yourself and God. Only we know our weaknesses to their greatest extent. Only you know how unworthy you really are to have the great spouse that you have, the wonderful children that God has given you, of the loving parents that we have. Only I know how unworthy I am to be a priest. Only we know how unworthy we are to possess the gift of this divine faith. Only we know to the extent which in justice we don't deserve any of these things. But Jesus doesn't come here with the hammer of justice, but with the undeserved gift of his love and mercy. Now, we pray for that mercy at the beginning of every Mass, right? Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And even 2,000 years after his passion, death, and resurrection, a priest still sits in a little box in the church every day but Wednesday at this parish to dispense Jesus's undeserved mercy and forgiveness. We have all had an experience of the grace of God's mercy through the sacraments, through prayer, through being taught the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there are still many people around us who haven't heard it, who haven't had the grace, or who have forgotten about it. The world hungers and thirsts for this. I can't think of anything that would please God more than if we all made the commitment to spread his mercy this week, starting this week. The mercy of God, of course, comes especially through forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is an enormous challenge in our world today. Forgiveness is what the world craves but fails to understand. Vindictiveness and revenge are much more common attitudes. We all know of relationships that are marred by indifference and envy and resentment. And it's tough. It is tough to forgive others. But remember that real, authentic love is all about forgiveness and mercy. It was the very last act of Jesus as he was leaving this world on the cross. What did he say? Hands nailed back. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He forgives the thief right next to him. He has shown us the way. Now, often our pasts are things that keep us from this, right? Our past hurt us, and so we then don't want to forgive. We use the past or allow it to fester within us. But think about this. You can give up all hope of having a better past. It's done, period. You can't change it, whatever happened. But we do have the hope of a better future. That is still to be undone for us, to present it for us. Now, over 20 years as a priest, I have been at the bedside of probably hundreds of people who are dying. And it is interesting that not one of them ever said, Father, I wished I had stayed angry longer. Or Father, I wish I could have held more grudges. Or I wish I could have hated more people. No one. Instead, they usually say one of three things. I forgive. I'm sorry. Or I love. Today's gospel reminds us that it is not just that God forgives me, us individually, in his great mercy, but, and friends, this is the hugely important part, that God has formed and sent out into the world a people who forgive, a people who will practice forgiveness and mercy in his name. And we call it the church. It's you and me. It's our mission. Once you and I have experienced the mercy of God and are forgiven by him, then we are expected to pass it on as a people of mercy, a church of mercy, helping to bring about forgiveness wherever we find its opposite. We must forgive the inexcusable in others, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in us. Now, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday today, take now the opportunity to both experience and imitate the great mercy and love which God has for each of us, unworthy as we are. As we prepare now to approach the altar to receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, the ultimate gift of God's mercy, take to heart these words spoken by Christ to Saint Faustina and reflect on them for this week. Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God, even if a person's sins were dark as night. God's mercy is stronger than our misery. One thing alone is necessary, that the sinner set ajar the door of his heart, be it ever so little, to let in a ray of God's merciful grace. And then God will do the rest. Set ajar the door of your heart tonight. Allow God's mercy to heal your heart, and then leave here and pour out his mercy into the hearts of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand. I believe in one.